organization its management responses.
Let's let the chips go where they may, but we're going to get away with this this time.
There are the views of J.D. Hoffman and Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, been up behind the wheel.
There are other things I have in my mind this evening.
So sit down, strap in, and hang on for the most controversial 30 minutes on the internet.
one 877 582 3957. What's that? That's the number you need to punch on your telephone to contact Mr. J.D. Hoffman. How else is he going to be able to offend you? Why don't you call him today? 1-877-582-3957.
Hey, Marge, what's your favorite radio station?
I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
The people of America have been overcharged, and on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. Right here, right now, you're listening to The Big Money. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves, only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Welcome to our Sunday edition, the Lamborghini version of The Big Money, right here on KMAX 550 AM. I'm glad everybody could make it today. Don't forget, there's a couple ways you can get a hold of me if you find yourself needing to. One of them is through email, jd@thebigmoney.com. That's jd@thebigmoney.com. Or you can call us on our 800 number. Now, we are doing a remote broadcast out of Central Florida, so if you call the 800 number, we can't put you on the air, but we'll be glad to take your comments and questions, and maybe I'll get to it next week, but you can call 1-877-582-3957. That's 877-582-3957. I also want to point you in the direction of our website, www.thebigmoney.com. That's T-H-E. bigmoney.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We have a weekly survey going. Plus, you can check out some of the latest news from our point of view. And also check out some of our archived radio shows that we do weekly on the internet. Again, you can get all that information at www.thebigmoney.com. Now, if this is the first time you've been tuned in, you're listening to a unique show here, and you need to give it a couple weeks here to find out exactly what we do here. What I consider myself here, I consider myself a radical capitalist. Radical in the sense that I like freedom and liberty, and capitalist in the sense that the best way to bring peace upon this earth and to bring equality all the way around is to spread capitalism, and that's what we try to do here on this show, is to help everybody understand just what that means. And hopefully through the next couple of weeks, next couple of years, we'll get that through everyone, that capitalism is not a four-letter word. No, it's not. Let's see. I hope everybody had a chance to get their taxes in. They were due last Monday. By the way, when you signed your tax form and sent it in, you entered into a lottery this year, believe it or not. They might not have told you. The IRS probably didn't tell you. They tried to get the word out. But by filing your taxes this year, you have entered into a lottery. You could be one of the lucky 50,000 winners in this lottery. Yes. And just what will you win? You will win a visit by your local IRS agent for an audit. The IRS this year said that they're going to pump up the audits and try to go after the little guy. They're not worried about the big guys like Enron and Jesse Jackson and folks like that. They're worried about the little guy that makes, you know, just a little bit of money here and there. They want to make sure that you're sending it in when it should be sent in. So, again, by sending in your tax form this year, you're one of the lucky ones that's entered into the 50,000 lottery that you could be the next one being audited. So remember, the S in IRS is for service. Now, I got two main stories we're going to talk about today, and they kind of interrelate to each other, and I want you to kind of listen closely. And on this show, you're going to have to use your brain, folks, okay? I can't do it all by myself, even though I'll give it a try, but you need to do some thinking on your own. And what we're going to do here is tie two subjects together. One of them is a new invention that could be, depending on how you look at it, could be a godsend for the environmentalists, or it could be doomsday for the environmentalists. This is a major invention that very few people have heard about yet, but you will hear it for the first time right here on The Big Money. And then somehow that's going to tie in to what's happening in Alaska, where we're not drilling in Alaska. And I'm going to try to make the point that by voting, the Senate, by voting not to drill in Alaska, is actually a vote against children. I know that's kind of hard to believe, but by not drilling in Alaska, this is a vote against not only your children, but your children's children. And we're going to tie this together along with the new invention. So make sure you stick around, because there's a lot more coming right here on The Big Money on KMAX 550 AM. And don't forget to tell your friends who don't live in Los Angeles, they can get on the internet at KMAXAM.com and check out this show every Sunday at 10 AM on the West Coast. That's 1 PM over here in the East Coast, where we're broadcasting from the beautiful studios atop the 13th floor of the BIG building in beautiful Pine Hills, Florida. We'll be right back. Again, you're listening to The Big Money right here on KMAX 550 AM. We will be right back.
Hello. I am Apu Seattle, the almighty sage of the Halaman, and you're listening to The Big Money on KMAX 550 AM. Baby, stop looking at that bonus.
I heard you got a new car, Howie.
Just a car, Terry. It's a classic.
So are you a tennis ball on a string guy or more of a cork and fishing line guy?
You mean, do I have something dangling from the ceiling of my garage so I don't run into the wall?
Exactly.
I'm a little more technologically advanced than that, Terry.
Oh.
The ultrasonic parking alert from Radio Shack, with signal lights that tell you when to stop. Only $39.99. One of many cool things you don't even know you need. Like the digital tire gauge, just $11.99. Radio Shack.
Hey, have you ever heard about the First Tee Golf Program? Here's the one place to get the skinny, StubbySticks.com. I'm Stubby. I once saw a child attempt a game of golf with a cut-down set of adult clubs. It brought tears to both his and my eyes. Then I got the drive to produce the world's best kids' golf set. Titanium driver, three Hogan-like heads, 5-7 and a 9-iron, and an excellent kids' putter. Call toll-free, it's 1-866-4-STUBBY. Or check out the website, www.stubbysticks.com. Support kids golf and be prepared to be impressed.
Assembled right here in the USA, StubbySticks.com, or dial 1-866-4-STUBBY. That's 1-866-4-STUBBY.
As a black woman, I get angry when a so-called black leader or politician pushes gun control. With no guns, my mother, father, aunt, and two sisters would be defenseless against criminals. Politicians who push gun control are saying they don't trust you. They're saying you're too stupid or too dangerous to own a gun. They're saying they don't care about your family's safety. They claim the police will protect you, but that's a lie. If it were true, no one would ever get robbed or raped or murdered. You know the difference between a free man and a slave? Slaves don't own guns. My ancestors were slaves, but I'm not. I'm a free American, I understand the Constitution, and I have the right to own a gun to defend myself and my family. Gun control is not about controlling crime, it's about controlling you. And anyone who tells you to give up your guns, I don't care what color they are, their ultimate goal is to be your new massa.
Help us spread these ads across America. Send checks to Citizens of America, 2118 Wilshire Boulevard, number 447, Santa Monica, California, 90403, or go to citizensofamerica.org.
You're driven to the extremes, baby. Only on the big money.
And welcome back, everybody. It is the big money right here on KMAX 550 AM. I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and welcome to the show. Are there any chicken butts out there? Yeah, okay. It's not nice to call someone a chicken butt on the air, but it's not slanderous either. A state appeals court this week dismissed a slander lawsuit filed against a radio station by a former contestant of the Fox television show Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire. Jennifer Seelig sued KLLC-FM in San Francisco after Vincent Crackhorn, co-host of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, called her a local loser and a chicken butt. He made the comments the day the Fox show aired in February 2000 after Seelig declined an interview with the station. The Court of Appeal on Tuesday said Seelig had no cause to sue because she had invited media scrutiny when she agreed to appear on the television show. And that's what I'm inviting right now, inviting media scrutiny to listen to The Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, but we defend America's most persecuted minority, that being the American businessman. Somebody has to do it out there after all. Okay, here's the story about this new invention that may or may not be a godsend for the environmentalist group, or also could be a doomsday device for the environmentalist group. I'll let you guys figure it out. Use your brain for a change, okay? Okay, folks? That's all I'm asking you to do. Researchers at EnviroScrub said they have developed a mineral dust that all but eliminates sulfur and nitrogen oxides from smokestack emissions. John Paulman and Stephen Carlton trademarked their compound, palmanite. Carlton said Thursday, a recent test on a coal-fired plant showed palmanite captured all but a trace of the two main components of acid rain. Carlton said that unlike other compounds, palmanite removes sulfur and nitrogen oxides at the same time from coal and natural gas, uses less energy, and leaves reusable sulfate and nitrate rather than waste sludge. And palmanite is also recyclable. Carlton said further development could enable the compound to capture mercury as well. Carlton predicted the development will, quote-unquote, change the industry. This is the greatest advancement in emissions control that anyone has seen, he told the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Now, folks, what this means is this guy, a capitalist of all people, developed a compound that virtually eliminates what's called so-called greenhouse gases. Did you get that? It almost eliminates greenhouse gases, and they're going to start undertaking major testing of this come this fall. They're building a plant in which they're going to use palmanite in order to scrub the sulfur and nitrogen from the exhaust gases. And what this product will allow is to give virtually clean exhaust from industry plants, from big factories. It pretty much eliminates greenhouse gases. Now, you would think that this would be a godsend for the environmentalist. I mean, finally, somebody has come up with a way to reduce greenhouse gases in a major, major way. I mean, this is a major advancement. It virtually eliminates smokestack gases. So this is pretty much going to eliminate what's called the greenhouse effect. So you would think this might be a godsend for the environmentalists. Finally, we might be able to clean up this world. But what's so unusual is this was developed not by a Ralph Nader or a Center for the Advancement of Science and the Betterment of Man, whatever that one group is. This wasn't developed by Senator John Kerry up in the Senate or Ted Kennedy. No, this was developed by a couple of capitalists. And what they're going to do with this is they're going to start selling this this remarkable dust, believe it or not, this remarkable material that's going to pretty much eliminate gas house greenhouse effect gases. And it was made by a bunch of capitalists of all people, and they're going to sell this, I'm pretty sure, to factories in order to make sure that their exhaust is clean. And I'm pretty sure we're going to see the government one way or another mandate that this happen. But it's just, you know, what's the environmental group going to do now? I mean, how are they going to fight the global warming when we might be able to eliminate global warming in the next couple decades by using this palmonite? Now, I'm trying to tie this together along with drilling in Alaska, because I'm going to try to tie the two together, but you're going to have to use your brain a little bit to figure out how, you know, why this kind of goes together. Well, we just had a vote, was it last Thursday, in the Senate to restrict drilling in Alaska in 2,000 out of, what, 6 million acres that's up in this wilderness area. These bright men, or let's say they consider themselves bright men up in Washington, a majority of white old males got together and on the whim decided to vote to make sure that no free men can get together with other free men in order to pool their money, in order to drill for oil, so that these men who are willing to take risk can find oil for the consumption of the American people. These so-called 50, I don't know how many there were, but there's a majority of senators who voted not to drill in Alaska just because of whim. I guess what I'm trying to say is these guys up in Washington, the senators who voted not to allow drilling to go on Alaska, out of their own, just they pulled it out of their butt, let's say, and said that we don't want somebody drilling in Alaska for no reason other than they wanted to show their power. They wanted to make sure that free men, we'll call them Big Oil to make it easier for you people to understand. They want to make sure that the people in Big Oil couldn't go risk their money and the money of their investors to go drill for oil in order to help their fellow man. See, that's what the oil companies do. They help their fellow man. I mean, isn't that what we try to teach in most of the religions, especially Christianity, you know, always to serve your fellow man, you know. But the guys up in Washington think the way you serve your fellow man is to steal money from productive people and give it to unproductive people. I guess that's how they figure they can serve men, by stealing money to give it to other money. But the people in Big Oil, they want to serve their fellow man by risking their capital, their investment, to drill for oil in order to give us cheap gas that we can use, that everybody can use, that anybody can use in our country. Now, this vote to keep from drilling in Alaska, I call it anti-children vote, is a vote against not only your children, but your children's children. Now, this is how I'm going to tie it together with this new invention, okay? Now, we know what oil is used for. We use it to make all kind of products, you know, from plastic to gas to kerosene to jet fuel. And look how all this oil is used in all different ways. And we got all kind of products from it, okay? Now, I want you to imagine these guys that made this new invention, palmonite, that's going to save the world. This product here that removes gas and sulfur, the sulfur dioxide and the nitrates from factory smokestacks. Imagine if the Senate, the senators up there, those white old males, decided to vote and said, hey, guess what? In order to make palmonite, you needed to dig in the ground and get a certain mineral. Well, what happens if they said, well, that land that you want to dig in order to make this product that's going to save the world, you got to tear up some land here. You got to tear up the environment, and we just don't think that, you know, that you should be allowed to risk your money to tear up the environment, even though that the mineral that they'd be digging for could save the environment. And they did it just on whim, just like they did with this oil. The Senate voted not to drill in Alaska, not because of economics or because of the environment. It's because of their gonads. They wanted to show the oil company that these senators, these white old males up in Washington, had bigger gonads than the oil company. Because everybody says, you know, the oil company is so powerful. Well, if the oil company is so powerful, then how come they can't go drill in Alaska? Because of a bunch of old white males decided to vote and said, because we have bigger ones than you, we're not going to let you to dig there. What happened if the Senate finds out that the mineral dust they need in order to make palmanite comes out of the ground and they don't want them digging in the ground because of the environment. That's what I'm trying to say, folks. The guys up in Washington that hold the power, the senators, they voted on whim. Drilling in Alaska would hurt nobody. It would hurt no animals. It wouldn't even hurt the land. It would hurt nothing. It would commit no crime, yet these senators, on whim, decided to say, we got bigger gonads than the oil company does. That's why we don't want you to drill there. Imagine if they find out that EnviroScrub has to dig for minerals in order to make palmanite, if on the whim they said, well, no, you can't dig there anymore because it might tear up the environment. Even though this invention that I'm talking about, palmanite, is probably going to save the world. It's a major, major, major advancement that nobody's talking about. The environmentalists are afraid to talk about it because this is going to put them out of business. A lot of the scientists are not going to talk about this because it's going to put them out of business. We're going to take care of global warming, and it was done by a bunch of capitalists, not by a bunch of white senators up in Washington. So just because the senators up in Washington voted not to join Alaska, it hurts your children and your children's children, because now who wants to put together investments in order to make a new technology if somewhere along the line the Senate votes just on the whim that you can't dig or you can't drill or you can't produce what you need to produce to make that invention. Inventions are going to start to slow down now. Men are going to stop putting their capital where it needs to be put in order for new processes to come around, new technology to come around, new products to come around, because the Senate, on a whim, can tell you how you can run your business. Now, that's why I always call for a separation of economics and state, just like church and state, and for the same reason. It's nobody's reason, especially up in Washington, how one conducts business if it brings harm to no one. And that's what's happening when you drill in Alaska. You bring harm to no one, and yet the Senate voted not to drill there. I see problems coming up in the near future for not only our children, but our children's children. And just imagine inventions like palmanite, which luckily got in there before the Senate had a way to stop them, came up with a great invention. But now in the near future, men might not get together to invest their money. Oil companies might not put their money together. Here's another point I want to make real quick before we go to break is, we hear this from like Senator Kerry that there's only 2% of the oil up there. It's maybe 6 months worth of oil. I want you to, you know, he says it's not even worth going after. And I want you guys to think for a moment that you're a businessman. I know it's hard to do, but I want you to think just for a second what it's like to be a businessman. Are you going to invest your millions of dollars and your time and your technology and that of your investors to go after something that's not worth it? The oil companies wouldn't do that. Businessmen wouldn't do that. They're not fools like senators. They know that if they want to drill up there, there's something there, and they're going to get it. And that's why they're going to risk their money. You're listening to The Big Money right here on KMAX 550 AM. You can reach me at JD@TheBigMoney.com or a toll-free number. Remember, when you dial that number, you're not spending your money, you're spending my money. 1-877-582-3957. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Big Money right here on KMAX 550 AM.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
Hey girls, get into the clique. Become a capitalist chick. To be a part of the latest women's movement, visit www.capitalistchicks.com. Get it, baby.
As an employer, you know how it affects your company when people miss work. Hi, I'm JD from The Big Money. If it's one or two people, you can cover for them. But what would happen if almost 50% of your employees didn't show up one day? That's exactly what would happen to our country's defense forces if the National Guard and Reserve didn't show up. They make up almost half of today's military. So, if a handful of your employees need time off to train, be a hero. Give them the freedom to protect ours.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
now, back to the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
Well, folks, it's been fun. It's the fastest 30 minutes in radio, it sure seems like. You've been listening to The Big Money right here on KMAX AM, 550 AM. I'm your host, J.D. Hoffman. Make sure you join me next week, 10 a.m. here in California. It's 1 p.m. on the Internet, Eastern Standard Time, at KMAX AM 550. And we'll do it again next week. Don't forget to check out the website, www.thebigmoney.com, and we'll see you then. Have fun.
Big Money Radio Show is produced and brought to you by Business is Good Network and Internet Broadcasting Endeavor. Don't forget, you can also visit us on the web at www.thebigmoney.com. All rights reserved. You've been listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG Network is W. George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Big boy, have I got a challenge for you.
It's time for the 13th Annual Sunshine Challenge, May 17th, 18th, and 19th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. 3 days of fun, food, and frolicking.
What about the beer?
More beer than you can shake a stick at. Over 700 home-brewed beers waiting to be judged.
Where?
The Holiday Inn, across from Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Cool. How can I get more information?
Visit www.cfhb.org. We'll see you there.